Good morning, everyone. Welcome to morning prayer. Today we will be reading from Psalm 33. Psalm 33. Let me read it for us. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth, all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plan of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of men. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Everyone will have different verses that really stood out to them when reading this passage. But I think overall, what catches my eyes the most is rejoicing in the Lord. Psalm 33 starts with calling people to shout for the joy, give thanks, sing a new song to the Lord. It requires our hearts to be in the right place of joy and gratitude toward God in order to genuinely do these actions. But there are times in our lives that happen to be unpleasant and so make us hard to keep our hearts at the right place to rejoice in the Lord. Later on, from verse 4 to verse 19, gives us several reasons to rejoice in the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are. The first one is God's unchanging character. From verse 4 to 5, it tells us who our God is. He is the God of righteousness, justice, steadfast love. We can rejoice in him in the midst of suffering and struggles because we trust in his character that he will never harm but prosper us. Imagine if we don't know God's character. I mean, sometimes we don't need to imagine. But anyways, what will be the foundation of our faith? How hard would it be to live every day in uncertainty? We'll need to guess in every situation whether God is going to harm or bless us. But praise God, he is the unchanging I am, so we can always go to him and receive love from him. Let us rejoice in the Lord, not depending on the circumstances, but on his character. The second reason for us to rejoice in the Lord is that the word of God is almighty and stands forever. We as human beings can create things like iPhones, electric cars, and AI with our hands, but we will never be able to create anything just with our words. From verse 6 to 11, it tells us God created heaven, earth, creatures, simply by his words. Verse 9 says, "For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." This short but powerful verse perfectly shows God sovereign over all things. But it doesn't stop there. God frustrates the plans of people and makes his word stand forever. His promise to Abraham to bless the generation after generation will last forever. The third reason for us to rejoice in the Lord is that God looks after those who fear and wait for him. Verse 13 to 15 says, "God looks down from heaven, sees all his children, and observes all their deeds." Yes, God is watching you and I right here, right now, in every single moment. It can be kind of scary, but if we have fear of God in our heart, there should be nothing we're afraid of being seen through by God. And instead, you become so intimate with God. And it doesn't stop there. God will not just watch us, but come and rescue those who fear and wait for him. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm a one-year intern from Taiwan here in Symphony. I moved to Boston last year in August. I remember I started to miss my family so much in November. For 2 weeks, I kept telling God that I wish I could have been back home spending time with my family and home church friends. And then God answered my prayer by arranging 3 groups of Taiwanese people to meet me throughout November to January. It was Gu Gu, yes, our sister's, Mallory's aunt, and my relative visiting me from Texas, Dallas, and then my family friends from Taiwan also visit me. This time God answered my prayer pretty fast, and I know every time will be different. But let us wait for God's steadfast love to come upon us in prayer. He is a God who can deliver us from death and keep us alive from famine. For this, let's rejoice when we're still waiting for the deliverance from God. God, thank you for teaching us how to rejoice in you today. There is no circumstance that's too hard for you to deliver us. The only thing that prevents us from seeing your steadfast love is our impatience and lack of fear in you. So God, I pray that your spirit will come teach us how to wait upon your steadfast love when we are at the valley. In Jesus' name, amen.